You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Desiree Jackson. Hello, Desiree.
Hi.
And Etienne Sobolev. Hello, Etienne.
Hello.
And you're both here representing the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. Would you each like to introduce yourselves, please?
We'd love that. My name is Desiree Jackson. I'm the executive director at Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. I'm new to the organization. I've just been here a couple months, but I'm so excited to be working with this wonderful team.
And hi again, my name is Etienne, and I've been working full-time for GHF for about a year and a half, but I actually interned with the foundation when I was in college for 2 summers, so couldn't get enough and just had to come back.
It's great to meet you both, and thanks for being here today. Now, we haven't had anyone from your organization on the show for some time, so can you tell us a little bit about what the last year has been like for your organization?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was definitely a very big shift going into working from home, but I think so much, and I think it was difficult because so much of what we do is working with the community and our elders and our youth, and it's exciting, especially for this conference coming up, to be giving space for people again to be meeting, even if it's online.
What would you add to that, Desiree?
You know, I'd add that it's been a rough year for a lot of organizations, you know, to learn how to readjust everything you do to a virtual setting. And, you know, we're just so excited that, you know, we're ramping up and starting to offer both in-person and now, you know, virtual conferences so that we can connect on every level.
Absolutely. And that's what you're here to talk about today. There's an upcoming workshop tomorrow through Thursday is when it's taking place. The theme is taking care of our land and ourselves. So would you like to tell me a bit more about it, how it came about?
Absolutely. And so taking care of our land and ourselves starts tomorrow, Thursday evening. It's just a quick 2.5 hours in the evening. It's really meant for, you know, busy professionals, students who have full-time schedules to be able to come together in the evening on Thursday and Friday. And then we've got a short afternoon session on that Saturday as well. So really trying to catch people during those off times. The conference itself is just this energy that's coming from, you know, one of our wellness grants and, you know, how we've really structured ourselves as an organization to bring culture and wellness and really know that the two are intertwined and build a lot of our curriculum around that. And Etienne, I'm sure you've got more to say sort of about how we've developed this.
Ooh, yeah, so when we were putting together the conference, we really wanted to try to give an online platform and space for people in our community and people on our staff too, because we have so many amazing artists to kind of like showcase their strength, and we want to just highlight the resilience of our people. And so much of our culture is being together, and because of the pandemic and being forced apart, like, it's been hard to engage with our culture, but yeah, we wanted to just give space for us to, as much as we can, engage with our culture through online platforms.
Absolutely. The grant itself really focuses on utilizing our art as wellness techniques, our art and our cultural practices. Another big theme that we decided to really focus on this year is Earth Day. And you can see that in the title of our conference, this Taking Care of Our Land and Ourselves. We really wanted to roll this out during Earth Day. This year, the Earth Day theme is to restore our earth. And it focuses on natural processes, emerging green technology, and innovative thinking. And this ties so closely to our native practices. I mean, what an amazing theme for 2021. And let's really roll out how we've been, you know, sort of taking care of the land and ourselves, you know, for thousands of years.
Right. I understand this program, as you mentioned, funded by a grant to utilize art for wellness and how wellness is intertwined with a connection to the land, I think is an excellent theme. I wanted to ask, how are the elders and the youth perspectives incorporated into this program?
Well, we wanted to give space for our elders and youth to come together through, I also want to highlight that we'll be incorporating language breakout session during our program. And I think that in these sessions, we'll have elders and youth coming together to share the language, which I also believe is such a big part of our culture, and engaging with it is also a wellness practice.
Yeah. I mean, at Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, you know, the core of our curriculum is really grounded in our elders' knowledge of the language and the stories, and passing that knowledge on to our youth. And so you'll see that we've really heavily incorporated the youth and the elders in this conference, because it's all about learning from our perspective, and we need to learn from the elders. We're trying to get every piece of information and that knowledge of language from them as much as we can, so that we can sort of perpetuate the language into the future.
You've got an excellent lineup of presenters. Would you two like to say more about who is speaking and what they're going to be addressing?
Yeah, so on our first day, we are very excited to have Laura Huntington giving our opening prayer to start us off in a good way. And she'll be followed by Fran Houston, who's going to be giving a welcome to the Occoquan land and teaching us just about what it is to respect and honor the land that we're on.
Yep. And then we will go into several breakout rooms where we've got our own on-staff artist who will be doing some introduction into Formline. You should know that a lot of our programming into the school districts is actually teaching Formline and teaching language and teaching regalia. So we're going to highlight our Formline instructors. We're also going to highlight some of our storytellers. We've got Victoria Johnson and Tommy Jimmy, who will be telling us a story about keeping the promise to the tree people. I'm intrigued. They're kind of keeping it a little bit under wraps what that story is about, but it's really piqued my interest. And then, of course, we've got, you know, Lance Twitchell and Nay Brown, both well-known language teachers, coming together and talking about how language is important to wellness too. And I myself have always, you know, been had this wellness background, but to think about language, you know, being the culture and being tied to wellness is, I just think it's sort of taking everything to the next level. I do want to mention that we've also got amazing door prizes. We've had our on-staff artists making Tana necklaces and other artwork. But Etienne has also lined us up with some other great giveaway options as well. What are those?
Yeah, so we have a lot of stuff from Doug Chilton. We really wanted to make sure that we were just, I mean, especially during this time of the pandemic and the economy just being in such a hard place, we wanted to be making sure that we were just investing in our community and drawing from our local artists. So we've also commissioned these amazing beaded earrings from Nay Brown, who's will also be speaking during our conference. But yeah, we have fun stationery things, coloring books, some awesome hats and backpacks to also give away. So I think they're gonna be really great.
Yeah, we really focused on supporting our local artists and our local markets. So really, you know, paying homage to this, you know, supporting locals first. The second day of our conference is really coming from a partnership between First Alaskans Institute and Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. We've got Barbara Blake, who's going to be presenting on centering Indigenous ways of being. And then she'll go ahead with several facilitators and lead us into a series of activities aimed at centering Indigenous ways of life as a mean of healing. So, you know, lots of great dialogue that day, lots of great interaction. For us, it's about getting that community feedback. And so I'm really looking forward to this day the most to hear that community feedback for helping Gold Belt Heritage Foundation designing future programs. Etienne, on the third day, what do we have going on?
Yeah, so our third day is going to be kind of our big showcase day for local dance groups. We are also going to be working and spotlighting Nicholas Galanin and the amazing art. And he's also carving one of our canoes right now. So we're excited to just be able to give space for, again, like our local artists and community members to showcase their talents. We'll have NYO also being a part of our lineup and giving a presentation about the work that they're doing. But yeah, I think those are,
yeah, we've got dance groups, we've got artists, you know, we're really coming in strong on Saturday with, you know, what we do and how we do it for healing practices.
It's shaping up to be an incredibly exciting event. What great stuff you guys have planned for it. It must have been a lot of work to organize. Go ahead.
We've got an amazing team here. It's been all hands on deck, and I love that this team will just go to bat and do whatever it takes to ensure that we are having impactful programming.
Where can we find out more and register?
Yeah, so if you go to https://gona.eventbrite.com, you can go there and register. And we have lots of people signing up, and we're excited and looking forward to seeing our community members show up.
You could also go to our Facebook page. We've got an event set up there as well. We've been blasting it out through all of our partner organizations, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to share this on KTOO as well. You know, I want to really emphasize this event is free, and this event is for anyone in Southeast Alaska. So, or throughout Alaska, or if you're just want to join us from wherever, you know, the artist that we're spotlighting, Nicholas Galanin, on Saturday, he is a well-known national artist who's, you know, doing Desert X, who's signed, you know, recent music deals, and he's got a lot going on. So, you know, we're really welcoming anyone from anywhere to register and join us and just be part of this important dialogue, especially as we start to, you know, move on from the last, you know, the heaviness of the pandemic. It's important to remind ourselves of our Indigenous ways, you know, to take care of our land and ourselves.
I'm so glad that you pointed out that it's free and accessible to all of us living here in the Aucoin territory. I appreciate that. And thank you both very much for being here today, Desiree and Etienne from the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. Anything else you want to mention before we say goodbye today?
I just want to mention, you know, I hope that, you know, everybody's keeping an eye out for Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. We've got a lot of new programming coming out, and we're excited for the future. Gunash Chish for having us.
Yeah, we are looking forward to having your community members show up. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of this great team and kind of rally around our community to try to do something positive. So Gunash Chish.
Gunash Chish to both of you for all the work that you did for this event and for your organization. I hope you guys have a great time over these next couple of days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.